Up next is
the Nation Maker himself.
Woo!
Oh yeah, my chair is squeaky.
Oh, I didn't need to know
My chair squeaks for the Nation Maker.
What have you been doing with your chair?
Squeaking.
Okay.
I've always wondered what it'd be like to be a flying pig. Send the world into shock and watch gleefully from above the cascade of awkward awareness. It's hard, you know. He just says no, no, no all the time, and I don't get any reprieve. I can't take it. I just get so worked up I want to smack him or kick him or something. I would do anything to make you love me. So please, in consolation, can you at the very least kiss me?
They say the worm's boy across the street wrestled a polar bear and won. A polar bear! Can you believe that? If I had a polar bear, I'd name him Chris Jericho. Whatever you do, please don't harm her. She has nothing to do with your sadistic little games.
Hey! I said no, Mr. Stapler! This is not Noah's Ark! You cannot have the Staples exit 2x2! Don't make me send the flood!
Does anyone even like Jingle Bells? It's on 24/7 this time of year, and people pretend it's a good song and fun to sing. Well, I have news for you. It's crap.
I got this toy from the toy store and brought home, and then my mommy took it and threw it in the trash. It made me sad.
I'm going mad. People are dead to me, and I don't know if my neighbor is an alien, or if I'm hallucinating. I'm never sure when I pull cream cheese out of the fridge if it's going to look normal, or if it's a cow bladder.
1 foot-long monster wiener, please, and hold the bun.
Okay, you really need to stress your consonants. Like, anything sound like a-thing, you just need to make sure you hit every syllable because you have a tendency to not.
Yeah.
I loved your stapler line, because, like, in the middle of the line, you motorboated some chick and then continued on with the line.
It was amazing. I love the stapler line. I like the line, all he says is no, 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 but you mispronounced reprieve. That's the only note I had on that.
He didn't mispronounce it. He changed the reprieve.
Reprieve.
He just emphasized the re instead of the preve.
Right, but that's
mispronouncing
it.
Maybe that's how they do it over there. Not necessarily, because some people in other countries put different syllables or different emphasis on different parts. People in Britain do that all the time.
Yeah, but that's... Tasha, please be quiet. Tasha, please be quiet.
Well, Chugachi, maybe if you hadn't had a child... Then we could, maybe if you hadn't given birth in the last week, we could do this correctly.
And then the please don't hurt her line, I thought you sounded very like, I don't know, video game hero or something. And I like the Chris Jericho line. And I didn't have much else.
It wasn't a bad demo. Yeah. I liked it overall. It was in the top half, I'd say. It's much better than Majin Buu's because it didn't have a Donald Duck voice. So good job on that.
Yeah.
All right.
Up next, we have
Heaven
Incarnate, finally. Keep seeing his name popping up in my email and finally get to
douchebag.
Okay.
I got this toy from the toy store. I brought it home and my mommy took it and threw it in the trash.
I'm afraid of the dark. Unfortunately, I live right next to the darkest door, to the darkest stairway, to the darkest portion of the house. I don't know what I'm afraid of exactly. Ghosts? Serial killers? Vampires? Chills run up my spine and I just... freeze. There's no stopping it. I'd rather have whatever I fear take me right then and there.
Look, I'm going to say this once more and once more only. I pull some pieces for you. Either accept the pieces or don't, but at least acknowledge them!
Whatever you do, please don't hurt her. She has nothing to do with your sadistic little games.
I would do anything to make you love me. So please, and consolation. Can you, at the very least, kiss me?
I think that if you look just a little deeper, just a little bit further beneath the surface, you'll see that we can be very mutually beneficial to each other.
I've always wondered what it'd be like to be a flying pig. Send the world into shock and watch gleefully from above the cascade of awkward awareness.
What do you mean, why? Do you have to question every single decision I make for my life? You no longer have any control over me. Do you understand? Remember last year? You're going on and on about the T-Rex. That was last year, okay? I don't want to hear anything more about it. There was never a T-Rex, and it pisses me off that you won't just let it go! Does anyone even like Jingle Bells? It's on 24/7 this time of year, and people pretend it's a good song and fun to sing. Well, I have news for you. It's crap.
All right, last one of the night, Trigatree.
Oh, really?
Last one of the night, yeah.
Sweet.
Your first line, I really thought you were trolling us because it was so hard to understand.
I didn't even understand it. What line was that?
I don't know. I thought he was, like, trolling us, but I guess not because the rest of it sounded legit.
I feel like maybe that first line was the only bit of trolling. It's possible.
I don't think he was trying to troll. I think he was trying to act.
Oh. I would like to think better of Heaven Incarnate, so I'm going to think he was trolling on that line.
Well, I would like to think he wouldn't waste a line by trolling on the demo.
Well, I would like to think how that Drops would like wouldn't to start rapping and singing on his. But
how would you like to have this script and send it out to Heaven Incarnate and get all the lines back sounding like that first line?
So I like the Haunted House line.
I love the Haunted House line.
Yeah.
Like, I really want to put you in scenes because I love you, like, a lot of your delivery.
I like your voice.
When you're doing natural. When you do voices and accents, I don't like you so much, but your legit acting is really natural sounding.
Oh, come on. You didn't like the pulling pieces line?
Okay. I'm a sucker for gay Puerto Rican accents. That sounds completely wrong, but I am. So I did like that one.
The sadistic little game line sounded really fake to me.
Mutually beneficial was epic. The nerd voice that you did with the
I love the mutually beneficial line. That was great. And then it sounded like you had a very slight accent for the kiss me line.
I hated that.
I didn't like it. Yeah.
Are you talking about that make you love me line?
Yeah.
That was a complete waste of a line. You shouldn't have gone that route because you were over the top with it, and it was a waste of a line because it wasn't good.
Yeah.
You could have gone as good as you are subtly. You could have delivered that a lot better if you had just done it, tried to do it straight.
The flying pig line was sort of interesting, but kind of bland to me.
Nah, I didn't like that southern accent.
Yeah. The no control over me was nice. I liked that one.
Nice.
That
was nice.
The T-Rex line, I was happy to have a level in that one. Like, it was interesting to hear you go big and loud. And then good song, fun to sing, made me lol on the Jingle Bells one.
Half of yours was, wait, did he improv on the Jingle Bell one?
I don't know.
Let me see.
I'm pretty sure that he wouldn't improv because he asked us so many questions, and I swear to God, if he had improvised.
Oh, it's a good song. Yeah, okay. Yeah, he didn't. Never mind. I misunderstood what you said.
No,
because I'm an idiot.
I the way he pronounced it, I was saying was funny.
Okay.
Are you ready for results? Wait, are we doing results? Or are we just putting out the episode?
I think we should put at least two people through because otherwise we're gonna have 40 people to sift through. It'll be much easier if we put some people through now that we know we like and we know we will put through anyway.
All right. So.
Therefore, do you want to put two or four or what?
Two.
There will be a total of 4 demo episodes because we have 40 contestants. We're cutting them to 20.
We'll put through 2.
Okay. So you put 1 through and I put 1 through.
Yeah.
Would you like to go first or shall I?
I don't really know who I want to put through, so you can go first.
Well, you go ahead then.
What?
Quasi-pseudo-ladies first.
That would be you then.
Quasi-moto-ladies first.
That would
be
you,
ahead.
Dylan.
No, really, I insist.
Will you just make a decision? I need more time.
I'm torn.
Between?
I'm not telling you, Trigatree. You'll think you'll just steal my thunder.
I will take one if you take the other.
Here's the problem. I really loved half of Heaven Incarnate, and I really didn't love half of them.
Okay.
And the other thing is, I think Carnage would be good in scenes, but his demo was such fail that, like I don't want to put him through because I don't feel like that would be fair to the people that did good demos. And we have to take into account demos themselves.
Okay.
Who are you putting through?
I'll put through Heaven Incarnate because really? I liked him more than you did, I think.
So you're not going to save Majin?
I can save Majin later.
I can't save you, Majin, because here's the thing. When I said that about you, like, not if you put the do the Donald Duck voice, I'm not going to put you through. I was joking, assuming there's no way you would actually do the Donald Duck voice in your demo. And the fact that you did now, I can't put you through. I have to stick by my word. I'm sure Trigatree will save you, though.
Later, I will, yeah.
In the last episode. If she remembers. If we remember.
I'm going to make a list. It's just I don't have hopefully the hands to we'll do it right remember. Now.
Hopefully we'll remember Majin.
Okay.
Like, legitly, like, I would save him, but I can't because it is Donald voice.
Okay. Trigatree.
That's the problem.
I get it.
I can't,
well,
Trigatree.
Well, you just saved Trigatree. Someone already, Dylan.
I don't think you understand. Jesus. He did his Donald voice, so I can't save him.
You want to save him, don't you?
Do you understand, Trigatree?
Okay, you're going to save Heaven Incarnate then, right?
I'm going to save...
Who are you saving, Dylan?
If Majin is
first on your list,
listen
on your list... Then I'll save Majin. You can save whoever else you want.
Majin's not first on my list. Heaven Incarnate was first on my list, but you already saved him. So listen to me. I really like Galithia too, but Galithia's told me that she can't do all of acting because she's going out of town. So I don't know whether like to save her and take somebody else's spot or not.
Put her off to
later. She says she's
going
to have to drop out eventually. And I told her, well, just in an audition anyway, because I thought she'd be really fail, but she's good.
Okay, so we'll save her later.
I just wanted a spot. Okay, Galithia, I have to talk to you and see if you're actually going to, when you're going out of town first, and if you're definitely going out of town before I can save you. But you were good. I would save you if I could. Well, I guess I can, but I'm not going to. So that means I'm going to save either Cat or Nation Maker, and I don't know which one to do. I'm going to save Cat because she's higher on my list.
Okay.
And I think I was mean to her when in auditions. So good job, Cat. So Cat and... Heaven Incarnate, you two are safe. We'll save a lot of you probably in the fourth episode because a lot of you work good tonight. I think this was a strong episode.
Yeah.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.